In one of my very first speeches, I told you, friends, fellow Americans, countrymen and countrywomen, lend me your ears and I will take you on a long and winding journey to a place you know not now, but very soon will recognize as if it had been in front of your faces all along. And that has been a trademark of my speeches. I don't like to tell you where you are going until I reach the destination. I would much rather you trust me and let the conclusion be a surprise. So let it be today for one final time. First, let me tell you about three women, very different in many ways, yet very similar in many others. In fact, they share a common bond, even though they have never met one another. Each comes from a different level of the economic spectrum. One is very rich. She and her husband used to run and own several national trucking lines. One of the trucking lines they owned had a very distinctive logo on it, and I am sure you would recognize it. They found out that logo was not trademarked and have been using it ever since. They sold their trucking lines not too long ago and have more money than they really need. They came from another state, where they lived, to Dallas, to visit their daughter, who is a first-semester college student at SMU. The wife is having a very difficult time adjusting to her daughter growing up and leaving the nest. With all the money she ever needs, her most important concern is something that money can't buy. The second lady is on food stamps and lives in a very poor part of Dallas. Her daughter, too, is in college, this time in West Texas. This mother is also having a very difficult time adjusting to her daughter leaving home and spreading her wings. Finally, the third lady is a middle-class woman with an average salary. Her daughter recently enrolled at a local state college, and this mother is also having a very difficult time with this change of life. Why are they having such a tough time with something so natural and normal? Perhaps it is because these mothers, despite the differences in their wealth and status levels, are realizing that time is marching on and that they are getting older. Perhaps they simply miss the comforting feeling of a family and don't want to let go. And perhaps they are afraid of what a cold and cruel world will do to their daughters. I wish I had a complete answer to this question. Why do we fight change and growth and opportunity so much? And why do we refuse to exchange the new and the different and the strange for the old and the ordinary and the familiar? Don't we know that we can't fight Mother Nature nor Father Time and expect to win? Although I've mentioned mothers, fathers also cling desperately on to their children as well. For as long as I can remember, I have thought that the most important goal of any parent is to prepare their children to survive and even thrive on their own. Without achieving this, a parent is a failure in their most important duty to their children. Yet there are many parents who desperately cling on to their children, refusing to let them grow up, refusing to let their kids make mistakes and resolve them, refusing to let their children know the true taste of freedom and independence. Why would anyone want to shackle their children to the past and thus cripple them? I don't have a good answer to this, but I am continuing to look for it. For those of you who are familiar with the Bible, the story of Solomon comes to mind. He had to decide which of two women, both claiming to be the mother of the same child, was the true mother. He ordered the baby to be cut in half, and each mother was to receive half. The real mother was willing to give up her child so that it would live. Solomon had immediately identified the true mother by his trick. Real mothers, as hard as it may be for them, will give up their children to save their lives. And perhaps those mothers who cling so desperately onto their children should take a lesson from Solomon. After all, if children are overly protected, they may never learn to survive on their own, and that skill can make all the difference as to whether their children can survive when mother and father are no longer alive and cannot help them anymore. Let me tell you about the woman I now consider to be the best mother I have ever met, although I thought she was the meanest woman on earth when I first met her. I was one of her son's friends when we were young, and she always yelled at her children when they were growing up. Later on, when I was grown, I realized that she didn't yell because she was a mean person. Instead, she yelled because she was so afraid that her children would hurt themselves while they were playing dangerously, jumping over fences and climbing up houses and so on. Yet, when they grew up, she let them go without much ado, and they frequently came back to visit her once they had established their independence through college life, the military, and eventually families of their own. And the new relationship they shared was a mature one that both parent and children loved much more than the parent-child relation of earlier years. Mother Nature and Father Time deal with life differently than we do. A baby eagle is a warm and fuzzy thing, but sooner or later it starts to peer over the edge of its nest. Maybe that nest rests on a cliff top, perhaps 1,000 feet above the ground. 1,000 feet is a long ways down. Yet I am absolutely sure that baby eagles are not afraid to test their wings and fly, and I am certain that their parents want them to do so as well. In fact, I believe that baby eagles tell themselves, in eagle language, of course, this before that first flight. My wings are strong, and I can fly. Never, ever let life's challenges daunt you. Your wings are strong, and you can fly. If you are faced with the prospect of a new job, embrace it. Your wings are strong, and you can fly. If you lose a loved one, grieve, but believe that there is a reason for this. Your wings are strong, and you can fly. If you seek justice, don't forget mercy and forgiveness. God makes it absolutely clear that He will not forgive those who do not forgive those who have trespassed against them. Your wings are strong, and you can fly. If you are faced with losing some friends and colleagues, rejoice at the opportunity to meet new people and face new challenges. Your wings are strong, and you can fly. If you suffer a serious accident or fall victim to a life-threatening illness, take courage. Your bravery will help you soar to distant heights in the daylight and guide you through the darkest nights. Your wings are strong, and you can fly. Never, ever say goodbye, because the journey of your life may take you in many directions over time, sometimes returning you to pleasant places and people that you know so well. Your wings are strong, and you can fly. If you lose a friend because you told him or her what he or she desperately needed to know but never wanted to know, do not let yourself also fall victim to despair. You would have never accepted your failure to perform the obligations of a friend had you not made this sacrifice. Your wings are strong, and you can fly. And if former friends cannot bear the truth you have told them, will not forgive you no matter how hard you try to apologize and atone for your actions, and continue to misrepresent the truth in order to rationalize their actions, let it be. People cannot heal all wounds, but time can. Your wings are strong, and you can fly. Even if you lose the love of a lifetime, do not give up hope. A greater love may come along to take its place, and that may come by way of a former love who eventually sees the light, or by way of a better person whom you are now prepared to meet. Your wings are strong, and you can fly. Many times, the animal world can teach us valuable lessons. Baby eagles don't have college degrees, but they know how to live their lives without fear and without reservation. Their wings are strong, and they can fly. Your faith can take you to many places if you let it. You will seldom regret taking chances, but you will always regret missed opportunities. The only thing certain in this world is change. Cherish this gift and make the most of it. And now, for one last time, I humbly return control of the floor to your able command. Thank you one and all for your time and attention, and I leave you with this final thought. Our wings are strong, and we can fly with the grace of God. Don't you ever dare forget that.